From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, wrapping up the Nuclear Security Summit here in Washington. President Obama said global efforts to stop terrorists and others from using nuclear weapons are by no means finished, even though progress has been made.
All the highly enriched uranium and plutonium from more than 50 facilities in 30 countries, more than 3.8 tons, which is more than enough to create 150 nuclear weapons. That's material that will never fall into the hands of terrorists.
This year's Nuclear Security Summit has come at a heightened time. Concern about the possibility that Islamic State militants could acquire nuclear materials. North Korea's nuclear weapons development program has also been closely studied, and this comes as controversy develops of South Korea over the North's GPS jamming. Also, at the Nuclear Security Summit, President Obama said Tehran has to do more to prove to global firms that Iran is a safe place in which to do business. Iran is still barred from access to U.S. financial systems, but wants to deal in dollars instead of weaker currencies. Mr. Obama said Iran so far has followed the letter of the nuclear deal with the world's six powers, and its provocative actions may be scaring off businesses. An attack by an unmanned U.S. aircraft in Somalia has killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab militant group. Hassan Ali Dor had been head of the team of Al-Shabaab assassins. He was named by the Somali government last year on a most wanted list of 12 Al-Shabaab members involved in terrorist attacks in the capital, Mogadishu. This is VOA News.